Unit 3. Everyone's different. 3.4. Who's talking? 1.
Oh, look at this. They're all over the place. I'm fed up with it, really I am. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Why should I have to do it for you? You're the one who put them there and they're yours, not mine. Oh, yes, I know. You're going to do it later. I wish I had a pound for every time I'd heard that. Look, I've got better things to do, all right? Oh, don't look like that. Of course it matters. It's symptomatic of your whole attitude, this. Oh, God, it's almost time to pick them up now, and I've got nothing done at all this afternoon, thanks to you. Yes, it is your fault, and don't pretend it's not, and they're just as bad. They think if you can get away with it, so can they. It's just not fair. Look, I'm warning you, if you don't make an effort to change...
2.
Excuse me, aren't you, Oh.
No, of course you're not, sorry. Silly of me. It's just that in this light... But, now I can see I was wrong. Yeah. And you're quite a bit taller, too. Sorry again. Has anyone mentioned the resemblance before, I wonder? No, I suppose not. Oh, don't you? Oh, you know, Jane. What's her name? Can't remember her other name. She was in that sitcom, you know, she played the daughter and Jeffrey Palmer played the father. Not Jeffrey Palmer, the other one. The one who's in the coffee commercial, what's he called? The mother was played by that blonde actress. The one who was in that accident recently. Miracle she wasn't killed, apparently. Anyway, she was the mother, and this Jane was the daughter, and you look just like her, you know. So, can I... Oh.
3.
Well, I said I was no good at it, and I told her not to include me. But she insisted and said I was just being modest. So I had no choice. Well, I could have refused in theory, but I didn't want to let everyone down, and she said it was too late to find anyone else. So I called off my other arrangements and got all the stuff you're supposed to have and got the bus all the way out there, and there I was, all ready to go with all my things, and just as it was about to start, the heavens opened. Yes. So everyone took shelter and waited for it to stop, but it just got worse and worse. Anyway, after an hour or so of this, the ground was just, well, you can imagine. So they called it off and we all went to have a drink. Which was fun, seeing everyone again after all that time. Still, I was a bit upset, because she told me they wouldn't be needing me next time, and I'd taken the trouble to get all the stuff, not to mention the cost of it all. Now it looks as if I'm never going to have a chance to use it.
4.
No, there's absolutely no truth in the rumour, none whatsoever. I've been assured by my staff that every possible precaution is routinely taken and nothing like this could possibly have happened. I mean, the odds against it happening are literally thousands to one. So, well, you see, it couldn't have happened. However, to set the public's mind to rest, the whole area is to be closed to visitors for a period of 10 days while tests are made. I mean, thorough, scientific tests made by our own team of experts. But as I said, there's absolutely no danger to the public at this moment in time, nor is there any likelihood in the future of any...
5.
No, I don't think so. No, you shouldn't. Look, I know there are lots of them, but it's wrong. Now, what if everybody did it? There'd be none left, would there? And you've got so many of them. It must have taken you ages. Look, no, stop, please. You can't put them back. You can't put them back now. Look, it's just not possible. No, please don't give them to me. I don't want them. Look, the important thing is that you don't do it again. They're here for everybody to enjoy. You see? I mean, how would you like it if somebody came into your garden and started taking yours? Quite honestly, you're very, very... Oh, no, please. Sorry. Look, don't get upset. I didn't mean... Look, please don't... Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...